This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Isn't it interesting? The world is turning against Facebook and all that it took to discredit the globalist Mark Zuckerberg and his entire network was Donald Trump running for office and using Facebook data as part of the campaign. And then, of course, that now being discovered through, what's it called, Britannica Analytica? I think that's the name of the company. Found out that they were able to purchase all this private data on Facebook users, the same way Obama did, by the way, in 2012. And now everybody's freaking out, including the left-wing media. Everybody's ditching Facebook. What was it? I saw a headline today that Playboy magazine deleted their Facebook account, and Elon Musk deleted his a few days ago. And probably we're going to delete our Facebook account at some point, too. Maybe not far off, come to think of it. The thing is, Facebook has now been... No one trusts Facebook anymore. Everybody knows now that Facebook is a spy network front end that spies on you and gathers all your private data. And if you run the Facebook app on your phone, oh my God, it gathers up all your emails, scans them all everything that you send or receive. It tracks who you call and how long your call durations are. The app tracks your location, where you are, where you've been. Every app, every tool, every utility is tracked by Facebook. All your search terms, everything. It's almost as bad as Google, but of course Google tracks a lot more stuff, like all the videos you view on YouTube and all the Google different services that you use, the AdSense and the AdWords, tracking all the web pages you visit and so on. But Facebook's going down. I'm starting to see that Facebook is headed for collapse. Not just regulation, but collapse, abandonment by most people. That's what I'm starting to see with Facebook. It was something that was unimaginable a month ago. This Britannica Analytica has changed the entire public perception of Facebook. And what has come out is that Zuckerberg lied, of course, when he said, I think in 2009, he said that, oh, they weren't going to share your private data or sell it to anyone. You're going to be protected. Nonsense. Facebook has and always will be a spy network front end to surveil you, to psychographically profile you, to abuse, you know, exploit the information that they gather on you, and to use that information against you, to influence you in a way that is contradictory to your self-interest. That's what Facebook is. And that's why I've never used Facebook for anything personal. I've only ever used Facebook to promote articles and promote content that we have on our websites. You'll notice that I've never used Facebook to interact with friends or family or talk about personal things like, hey, I'm traveling this weekend over here. No, none of that. Never use it for that. So they've never been able to profile me via Facebook, and I've never installed the Facebook app, by the way, because that slows your phone down too much anyway. That's because it's scanning everything. So now Zuckerberg, who at one point not long ago, I think it was last year, was being encouraged to run for president, and he was seriously considering that, and he's one of these young people who think they know everything, think they have it all figured out, and he's about to become irrelevant, frankly, because if people stop using Facebook, which can happen instantly, people just change their minds and stop using it, the network has no value. It doesn't produce a product, doesn't do anything, doesn't manufacture anything, it doesn't have any special technology that is inherently worth billions of dollars by itself. The only thing it has is a bunch of people volunteering to come on board and use it. And if those people change their mind, the value of Facebook goes to zero. It's already lost billions of dollars in public stock valuation since this scandal broke. And it's probably going to plummet even further. But think about MySpace. There was a time when MySpace and Facebook were competing to be the dominant social media platform. MySpace lost, and its stock crashed, and it became, I don't know, what is it today? A profile for, like, music? Independent musicians maybe use it? I don't know. Who still uses MySpace? I don't even know. But it certainly didn't succeed like Facebook did in terms of its reach and number of users. Doesn't Facebook have more than a billion users? I think it does, or did. Well, it's those users that give it value, and Facebook has also engaged in extreme censorship. And that's been angering the users because people don't want to be censored. They don't want their feed censored on Facebook. They don't want to be told what they can view and what they can't view and how they're supposed to think by some globalist named Zuckerberg, right? People want their freedom. They don't want a channel like Facebook to tell them what to watch and what they can't watch. So there's the censorship aspect and now the privacy aspect. And the thing that I'm seeing is people just waking up everywhere about the tech violations of privacy. That's really what we're seeing is how these tech giants like Google and Facebook are so dangerous and so dishonest and so insidious. They track everything about you and they exploit that and they sell it to companies really without your permission, even though they claim, oh yeah, you checked a checkbox 4 years ago and you gave us permission. But not really. You didn't know that that's what they were going to do. It didn't really explain it. And who can read all that small print anyway? That legalese is nonsense. You didn't give your permission. So there's regulation coming, but more importantly, there's an awakening coming. Well, it's practically already here among people who are deleting their Facebook accounts and saying, you know what? These tech companies are dangerous to our society. They're dangerous to freedom. They're dangerous to privacy. And Google's even worse than Facebook, by the way. And it turns out that Apple is the best in all of this. Apple does a lot to protect your privacy, where Google and Facebook just exploit it. In fact, I've been talking about this a little bit. I think I'm going to switch to the iPhone. I think I've had enough of Android. And I mean, Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, regardless of what you think of his politics, he has been committed to privacy and security. You can't argue with that. The FBI had to freaking hire, I mean, had to spend $500,000 or something, wasn't it, to get to crack an iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino terrorists, I believe, because Apple would not give them a back door because it doesn't exist. I'm like, hey, if the FBI has to spend a few $100,000 to crack a mobile device, that's pretty decent security because the FBI had to get approval for all that money. You know what I mean? Somebody somewhere in the FBI had to convince somebody that it's worth a couple hundred grand to crack this dude's phone. And that's a pretty high barrier to them just opening up everybody's phone for free and reading everything they want. So, which is what Google is, basically. Google's a spy network, too, that works with the NSA and the CIA and the FBI and everybody else. But Apple's different. So I'm in a strange way, I'm starting to become more pro-Apple in all of this, which was totally unexpected because I'm not a fan of Apple's slave manufacturing plants over in China. But, man, if you got to choose the lesser of two evils, I mean, at least choose the one that's going to protect your privacy and security reasonably well, and that's Apple. Anyway, a lot of interesting information on all this. I've got a website that covers technology and glitches and malware and all that stuff. It's called glitch.news. Check it out, glitch.news. We're also going to have a technology channel in our new upcoming video community, our free speech community called real.video. Real.video. Go ahead and sign up there now. Launches July 4th, Independence Day of 2018. It's coming up. It's going to be a blast. We'll have a lot of tech videos there, a lot of freedom videos there, free speech, health freedom, food freedom, medical freedom, firearms freedom, you name it. It's going to be awesome. And you can catch my podcast in the meantime at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. And do what you need to do to protect your privacy. You might have to switch to Apple like I'm doing. Interesting, huh?
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.